Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The long and winding COVID. This is my column for TCW Defending Freedom of the 20th of April 2024. It's in the nature of chronic conditions, even ones that don't exist, that they don't go away. Purveyors of panic over long COVID, such as our favourite source of information, Global Health Now, have simply refused to report an important study showing that it was most likely not distinct from other post-viral syndromes, with the logical conclusion that what people are reporting as long COVID may not even be caused by COVID-19. However, these days everything bad must be caused by COVID, including cancer, heart disease, and many phenomena that are almost undoubtedly side effects of the vaccines. But the cracks are beginning to show. You just have to read reports carefully to realise that. In a recent article in the Australian Journal of General Practice, AJGP, purported sufferers from long COVID are urged to take heart. It appears that long COVID is at last receiving the attention it requires. Really? Where have all these authors been for the last 3 to 4 years? As panic about COVID itself waned, the ante has been nothing but upped regarding the phenomenon of long COVID. We've been reporting this regularly in these pages. In the AJGP article, the figures presented for those alleged to be suffering from long COVID are staggering. For example, 1,500 patients per week are referred to the UK long COVID clinics, and in Australia, an estimated 240,000 of those with long COVID no longer work full-time. While the raw figures taken at face value are not in dispute, these do seem high. But given the latest news about the non-unique nature of long COVID, how many of these cases are caused by something other than COVID? How many are false? After all, nobody's yet conducted a study of the correlation between the amount of publicity about long COVID and those reporting that they have it. Buried deep in the article, however, is an equally staggering admission that we have not yet witnessed elsewhere in the medical literature, and that is the possibility, often raised in these pages, that the COVID vaccines themselves may be responsible for the phenomenon of long COVID. The authors of the AJGP article say there is concern that the COVID-19 vaccination per se might contribute to long COVID, giving rise to the colloquial term long vax. And despite protein of SARS-CoV-2 exhibits pathogenic characteristics and is a possible cause of post-acute sequelae after SARS-CoV-2 infection or COVID-19 vaccination. Well, we never. One imagines that this is a line of inquiry that will not be pursued by many medical researchers for fear of ending their careers. In other news, the trolling about long COVID continues. Another of our favourite outlets, SIDRAP, the newsletter of the Centre for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, reports on the long-term burden of COVID in US adults, claiming that roughly 17 million adults currently have long COVID. Note the roughly. It also says that persistent symptoms occur most often among people who are transgender or have disabilities. Surely there may be a clue there as to the nature of long COVID. Transgender people have a mental illness, and if a man can convince himself and a psychiatrist he is a woman, then he can probably convince himself and his doctor that he has long COVID. People with disabilities are notoriously prone to other debilitating conditions. Help is at hand, though, again as reported in SIDRAP. US Senator Bernie Sanders is calling for a 10 billion long COVID moonshot, which would earmark 1 billion per year over 10 years for long COVID research over the next decade. Clearly, long COVID is not going away anytime soon.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications limited.com.